Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back at the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery Show coming to you live on this Wednesday evening. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. The Odyssey app's how you catch us on the go. Social media at 929 The Game. I am at JMCH316 on Twitter. He is at TheDLewis4Real on Twitter. We'll do Rank'em coming up at 1040. We did not have Rank'em last night since we were off, but we will do Rank'em at 1040. 20 minutes from now, we will talk to Falcons reporter Joe Patrick, who was out at training camp today. This, of course, your night look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons flyover. So it was the first official first day of practice. Now, we'll have everybody out and about at training camp coming up tomorrow. So the morning show, Chuck House, Andy and Randy, everybody will be out there. And then Dukes and Bell will be out at Hooters at the Mall of Georgia, which is where they were last year. So they had a good time out there. And good crowds and everything like that. So where are we? We're at Saint and Council, or
no, it's called here.
Oh yeah, Holman and Finch downstairs.
No.
I forgot. Establishment is Jay Crickets.
No, cozy huh? Here. The cozy here. That's what we're gonna call it.
Oh,
the cozy here.
In these four walls.
Yes.
Oh, looking at all the. Looking at all the paint peeling off the floor and the and the walls and okay. Anyway, so Day-Day, you know we didn't have anybody that made the top 50, okay,
right.
On Pro Football Focus's top right. 50. So they give out their Pro Football Focus 50, 10 rookies and second-year players who could make the list in 2024. And at the top of the list, they have Bijan Robinson.
Yep. I'm not
quote,
surprised.
Here's their quote. By far the best rookie candidate to make this list, Robinson entered the draft hailed as one of the best running back prospects to come along in years, perhaps as far back as Adrian Peterson in 2007. He went to the run-heaviest team in football in Atlanta, so expectations should be that it contends for the rushing crown right out of the gate. If Robinson can achieve that and potentially showcase some of his skills in the passing game, it will be difficult not to buy into that hype and keep him off the list. Now, okay, this is where I disagree, okay? I don't think he's going to be in contention for the rushing crown this year. And I don't say that because of his talent or anything like that, but we did have a 1,000-yard rusher last year, did we not, in Tyler Allgeier? So it's not like he's going to get 50 carries this year. There's going to be some distribution of carries. Also, too, this organization, at least, hasn't rushed their rookies in to everything. Kyle Pitts didn't get rushed in. Drake London didn't get rushed in. Like, we don't rush our rookies. Richie Grant didn't get rushed in. We don't rush our rookies to have to be a part of something and make contributions right away. I'm not saying that he's not going to contribute heavily to the success of this team. What I'm saying is that it won't be 400 carries. If you're expecting Derrick Henry level of carries, that's not going to happen. And he probably won't be week one, 25 carries, you know, and six pass receptions. I don't think he's going to get 30 touches come week one. They just don't do that with their rookies. Not a knock against Bijan. It's just not what they do and force rookies to have to contribute immediately. Again, we even saw Kyle Pitts. At times, he wasn't on the field on red zone situations. At times, he went on the field on third downs in his first year. So, the only thing I'll say is, yes, could he be a candidate? Absolutely. But I don't think he's going to contend for the rushing title this year. Not that he can at some point, but I don't think he's in that kind of contention for this year. I mean, that again, you're talking about a 1,400, 1,500-yard running back. I don't think he gets to that kind of level. But we'll see. I mean, again, hope springs eternal on all of this. So, funny story with Calais Campbell, who was talking about that some quarterbacks, tend to be nicer to defensive players than others. And, it was brought up that Pat Mahomes was one of the guys who was complimentary to defensive players and things like that. And, that he, will be complimentary to guys that sack him. But he had this to say about one other quarterback in the league. Longtime Chargers quarterback Philip Rivers was a good trash talker, but he was never disrespectful. Mac Jones, actually, he was kind of disrespectful. I'm like, hold on, man. Just trash talk to the highest level. Okay. I mean, again, it's interesting to see. And look, maybe this is part of the program that he comes from, right? I mean, he was part of the, at that time, the most successful college program in the country, in Alabama. He was part of all of that. Maybe that's kind of where that comes from. But so it seems like Mac Jones is a guy who talks disrespectful to quarterbacks, whereas Pat Mahomes and he said this on, what's that show called, Day-Day, that Pat Mahomes on? Is it called Quarterbacks or whatever that?
You're talking about that?
That chick flick show. Yeah, on chick flicks. So he was talking about this on chick flicks that he says nice things to defensive players, and Calais Campbell was asked about it. And so again, Mac Jones. I mean, sounds like Mac Jones got some a-hole in him. Sounds like he's the Ayatollah of a-hola. So interesting there. All right, this is a fascinating story in a lot of ways. I think it's fascinating. I talked about this on my podcast this morning. Former Falcon linebacker Devondre Campbell went on Twitter. I guess this was yesterday or something. Then he went on Twitter and he started putting out a series of tweets. And I did not see. I don't follow Devondre Campbell. I don't follow any current athletes on Twitter. But he started out by saying, quote, "They just didn't understand how important me and Poole were to that defense. I called both of us the garbage men. We did all of the dirty work and never got credit for it. They thought we were replaceable and been chasing players like us ever since. All facts." Then he went on to say as well, "They didn't understand how important I was and how much money I saved them, saved that team over my 4 years." Then he also went on to say that, let's get the quotes out of the way here first. Then he tweeted out as well, quote, "The Falcons will always have a special place in my heart. They made a lifelong dream of mine come true, and I can never forget that. To all the fans that appreciate me while I was there, I will always love y'all forever. Much love and respect from number 59. So here's the thing that's interesting about all of this. Now, one of the things that Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot both specifically talked about when they traded Matt Ryan. Remember the press conference they had after right after Matt Ryan was traded. One of the things that they both talked about was the idea of signing their own players, having enough cap space. Part of the reason why they did the Matt Ryan move is to free up cap space in the future to specifically sign their own players. And I definitely think that Devondre Campbell was a guy that they wanted to sign. Now, you can go back in time and say, okay, Devondre, they maybe had a choice of either Devondre Campbell or Deion Jones. Did they make the right choice? Well, maybe in hindsight that they didn't make the right choice, but Deion Jones was looked at as one of the up-and-coming linebackers in all of the NFL. He was kind of the blueprint model for what linebackers were going to be in the NFL. And then Dean Pease comes in and they run a different scheme and he doesn't necessarily fit what they want to do at that point. But Devondre, I think, was a guy that they wanted to sign, but he got a nice size deal from, you know, Arizona for a couple of years, and then he signed a 4-year, $50 million deal with the Green Bay Packers. I don't think I'm right on that. I was trying to see. I don't have the contract here in front of me, but I think it was 4 for $50. Yeah, 5-year, $50 million contract with the Patriots, or sorry, with the Packers. So again, I think that he was I don't think that he was underappreciated here. I appreciated Devondre Campbell. I thought he was a really good player, and again, for where he was drafted, he outplayed his contract. No doubt about it, that he definitely outplayed his contract. But when you go back in time to where, you know, he was becoming a free agent, the Falcons just didn't have that kind of cash to sign him. They didn't have that kind of money to sign him. I mean, we were signing scrap heap players, right? I mean, that's the same reason that we lost Foye Oluokun. It's because we just didn't have the cap space available to sign those guys to healthy long-term contracts. Now, again, I'm always a proponent of if you want cap space, you can create cap space. You can create all of that. But again, that was their rationale and reasoning. But I don't think that there was an underappreciation for Devondre Campbell, certainly by the fans. I mean, maybe this regime, you know, the Arthur Smith regime, didn't look at him the same way as the Dan Quinn regime looked at him. But I think from a fan perspective, I think we all thought that Devondre Campbell was a very productive player and was a guy that we really would have liked to have signed. I mean, I think Foye Oluokun and Devondre Campbell, those were guys that we wanted to keep. But again, the Falcons, you know, didn't have the financial flexibility to be able to do those things. And I think that's why they moved on. Instead of paying, you know, again, $10 million for a linebacker, you know, we tried to go on the cheap and we had to kind of do all that. But I don't think that there was a – I don't think that fans, by and large, weren't in the camp of Devondre Campbell. Yeah, we had a lot of those guys, like, you know, again, Poole and Campbell and guys that were just glue guys, right? Who's the other safety? The guy that always spoke that was drafted by Mike Smith, actually. My brain is fried here. I'll have to think about that. But there were these guys that were maybe not, you know, guys that were all pros or different things like that, but they were certainly glue guys for this defense. And I thought Devondre Campbell was one of those glue guys, right? I thought he was Ricardo Allen. That's who I'm thinking of, Ricardo Allen. Those guys were not maybe all pros and things like that, but they were glue guys for this defense. And I think people appreciated the effort that they had. Again, he was an all pro in 2020. And then became a member of the Packers with his 5-year, $50 million contract. And, you know, things worked themselves out. But I definitely think that people wanted Devondre Campbell to be here. It was just the idea of the money. And maybe this regime, I mean, maybe they didn't want Devondre Campbell. I think they did. I mean, I think that they were looking at Devondre Campbell to be here with this, you know, club. But I don't know. I mean, I can't speak for what the Falcons have done over the last couple few years. But But I think fans, by and large, we liked Devondre Campbell. He was a very productive player and certainly was a guy who really kind of outplayed his contract at the end of the day. So It all kind of worked itself out. I mean, it was what it was, but I think fans always appreciated the contributions from Devondre Campbell. All right, when we get back, we're going to talk to Joe Patrick, our Falcons reporter, as he was out at training camp today. Chuck, we're hanging out in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out at the Kia Studios Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, Falcons had their first official practice of this new season, and our man was on the scene. Let's head up to the WaitForIt.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our buddy Joe Patrick, Falcons reporter for 92.9 The Game. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page at JAPatrick200. Joe, as always, my friend, appreciate a few minutes on the show.
Hey, absolutely. Anytime. We always love talking to you.
We don't have the fancy intro for you. Very quick question. I've always been fascinated. Why do they call you Smokin' Joe? Did you have a great left hook? I mean, is that what it is? I mean, what was the story behind that?
It's funny. My parents had the same question the first time they heard it. They were like, where does that come from? You know, they probably been like, I swear I'm not chain smoking cigarettes outside the studio. No, I don't know. Randy came up with it. Randy McMichael came up with
it.
I think maybe it had something to do kind of like with the overlap with Joseph Martinez and like his goal celebration. You know, he was doing the whole like smoke it and put it out with your foot. So maybe that's where it came from. I don't know. But sometimes when Randy gives you a nickname, it sticks.
Right.
It kind of stuck.
And you don't have a choice. I mean, so that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because when I think.
Better than Mike Bell was telling me to adopt a nickname like Joey Balls, and I'm glad that I went with we got Smokin' Joe.
I think that was a better one. Yeah, when I think of Smokin' Joe, I think of Smokin' Joe Frazier because that was his nickname, and again, he was known for the left hook. But again, maybe you've got a great punch. I can't speak for you on all of that. So obviously, first practice today. You know, it's overreaction time. You know, for the Falcons. Every pass is micromanaged in things like this. But the first question I'm going to ask you is, why did they wait so long to sign Michael Pruitt? I mean, again, this was a guy who tied for the team lead in touchdowns last year, and I'm not telling you that he's going to be some valuable piece. But, again, he's a guy that you would think that fit in with this team and the fit was good. Why did they wait so long to bring him back?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think, and we have yet to talk to Michael, but I'll definitely ask him this question when we do get a chance to talk. But I suspect that the team was basically giving him a chance to find somewhere that may be a better deal. And if nothing of that, like that came up, maybe he was looking for multiple years from anybody. But if that wasn't going to happen, then he, you know, comes back to Atlanta. And you're totally right. I think Arthur Smith and his staff is super happy to have him. Apparently he got it was a huge round of applause, like a cheer from inside the locker room when he had made it known to the team that they were going to be signing him a couple days ago. So that just shows you kind of the pull that he has. AJ Terrell spoke about him specifically when we talked to him on check-in day. So clearly a guy who's met a lot to the team on the field last year, and it was definitely appreciated in that locker room.
You know, Joe, I have consistently said on this show and everywhere that I've been, and I've said it on other platforms that I've been a part of, that I think the low-key best move that the Falcons made this year was getting Jerry Gray as a coach on their defense, assistant head coach. Obviously, he's a guy that has an immense track record. Listen to Jair Alexander talk about what he did for him in his career, and then go back to 2010 when he coached a couple of rookies in Seattle called Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas. Those guys worked out pretty well. But, you know, he talked a lot about just Jeff Okuda getting A.J. Terrell, you know, back up and you know, to the level that he was a couple of years ago. I like this move, and I really think that our most improved area this offseason was our secondary with Okuda, Jesse Bates, and everything like that. I think he's going to have a lot of influence, and I'm expecting big things out of the secondary as a whole this year for this team.
Yeah, a couple things on this. First, I think you're totally right that, you know, the signing of Jerry Gray is huge for this team. I talked to Coach Gray during OTAs and about his relationship with Jeff Okuda and how that's grown really fast, even just over the summer, where, you know, basically during OTAs, Okuda would come into the building at 6 a.m. or very early and basically just sit in Coach Gray's office, and they would have coffee, and they might talk about football, they might talk about coverages, they might talk about something completely random, but, you know, they're just building that relationship, and I think that speaks, you know, really great for what Jeff Okuda could be this year, because I think with him, in a new setting, with a clear mind, we know how good he was. Arguably, you know, one of the better cornerback prospects in years coming out of Ohio State. If he can get back to that level, then, you know, the sky is the limit for this secondary. But I think also just, you know, that is kind of a perfect illustration of several signings that the Falcons made this offseason, whether it was on the playing roster or the coaching staff, that are kind of like have like a multiplying effect where it's not just their talent that you're adding, but with Calais Campbell, you're adding the mentorship that he can provide. With Jesse Bates, you're adding a player in a specific position that can really influence the rest of the defense when he's seeing it in front of him. So I think that there's a few players where you've added it kind of goes a level beyond just their raw talent, which is going to improve the team or the coaching staff overall. But then there's other things that those players offer that's just like added value. And I think Jerry Gray is a perfect example of that and how he can improve the secondary.
Joe Patrick joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Falcons reporter for 92.9 The Game. You know, Ryan Nielsen talked about the pass rush, and I still have my concerns about it, but he said we're going to get after it. He said, you know, we're going to get there. We'll get it, you know. Look, obviously he was a guy that in New Orleans helped build that good defensive line that they had, and they did get after quarterbacks, you know, on there. You know, there's a lot of expectation about, and I talk about this religiously. I don't mean I just talk about it. I talk about it religiously on my show that if we can't get to the quarterback, I don't care how good your secondary is or things like that, you're not going to be able to cover in today's NFL five guys running out into patterns and stuff like that. So, you know, Arnold Ebiketie to me is the guy that's got to make that big leap on this defense. You think he's got the ability to do that? We saw some flashes last year, but can he be an 8 to 12 sack kind of guy for this defense?
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting year at that kind of position and that role where you have Arnold Ebiketie. You also have D'Angelo Malone, who may be a little bit undersized for this system to really put his hand in the ground and be a defensive end. And Ebiketie really is a more stout, even though he has a kind of a speed rushing profile. He's a thick guy, and I have no questions that he'll be able to kind of put his hand in the ground on a four-man front and be able to rush the passer. But, you know, both those guys, you know, because they were drafted in the same draft class, pretty close in terms of, like, the draft capital with a second-rounder and a third-rounder. And I think it'll be interesting to see if one of them kind of elevates above the other this year with their performances on the field and obviously the sacks, which this team desperately needs. You know, I do think that, you know, one of the potential, again, to go kind of go back to what we were talking about earlier with these additions that help you in multiple ways. You know, Ryan Nielsen obviously comes from a really, you know, good background with the Saints most recently. But, you know, something that stands out to me is Calais Campbell talked after OTAs about something. They were doing a drill and Ryan Nielsen explained it to him in a certain way. And Calais Campbell actually said it felt really good, and he's going to keep doing it that way. And it was just an example of one of these things where he's like, Calais, like, I've been in the league for 15 years, and I just had somebody explain something to me the way I'd never heard it before, and it makes me feel better. I feel like I just got like a better – became, a, you know, a little bit better because of that little coaching moment. And that's hopefully what, you know, Ryan Nielsen will be able to impart on some of these rushers. I think another part of it that is going to help the pass rush is I think – is going to be just the way that the secondary kind of postures themselves against the opposing pass catchers, and that's a lot more man coverage, a lot more in your face, and they might get burned a time or two more than they did last year, but I think it's also going to allow them to make plays in the form of sacks, in the form of turnovers. That's going to make them a kind of a more game-changing type of defense, a defense that's a little bit more dangerous than they were last year, where, frankly, even though they were pretty good in terms of limiting teams' points, they were allowing teams to kind of go up and down the field on them, and they were just trying to kind of, you know, hope that they could hold them to a field goal. And I think you'll see this defense be a lot more dynamic, but, of course, as to your point, in order for it to be that way, the sack numbers have to get there. They just have to get there. It really is kind of that simple.
Joe, you know, a lot of chatter has been, you know, leading into, you know, with the offseason and leading into camp that the Falcons need to add another wide receiver. And I'm not saying I vehemently disagree, but again, when I look at this roster, there are plenty of guys to catch the football. I mean, again, we're not going to throw it 600 times like we did with Matt Ryan. We're not going to be that kind of team. So when you look at, you know, whether it's, again, Scotty Miller and it's London and it's Pitts and Jonnu Smith and the running backs. And I mean, I feel like we have enough pass catchers for what our offense has got to be. I just need to see more production down in the red zone. But I feel like we don't need more wide receivers. You know, again, we just need to take the guys we have and become much better with them.
Yeah, I think you're right. I probably wasn't thinking that way a few weeks ago, but I have come around to the point where, you know, clearly it doesn't seem like they're going to make a big move at this point. And yeah, I mean, you look at the offensive weapons that you have, I'm already kind of thinking that all of these players are probably going to underperform, like, whatever the great fantasy expectations are for them, just because there's so many options and they're just not going to get the kind of volume that some of these other players might in other offenses around the league. So And when you think about that, you got to think about what is somebody who's going to come join the Falcons, a receiver, you know, they got to be thinking, what am I going to be doing? I'm probably going to be coming to run block, honestly, because right. That's what Arthur Smith loves. So, you know, how enticing is that even for somebody to come? I know like Corey Davis has been one, but like any of these guys who go on waivers, you're going to have to, you know, agree to a contract with them. And I just don't know how appealing a place like Atlanta is for, you know, that kind of receiver, kind of a, you know, replacement level, maybe just slightly above, something like that. Like, I don't know how you wouldn't want to go to Atlanta. You might see your career over because you might not get that many opportunities to catch passes. So I agree with you. I don't think it's a big need, to your point. Like, I just don't think that it's something that this team is really lacking for at this point. They've got some interesting options. They've got an array of different kind of profiles throughout the receiving core already, and I think that that will give them, you know, a good slate of options to choose from. But I really think they're only probably looking at, you know, one or two that are, you know, potentially, you know, roster bubbles.
All right, before we get out of here, I mean, you might as well put me on Messi last night. I mean, you might as well let me guard Messi. I mean, again, I know their defense has been bad, but it was kind of at the point of embarrassing, was it not, last night? I mean, what you saw.
Totally. I wrote about that after the game last night, just saying that, you know, one of the things with Messi is that when he comes, it's going to attract more eyeballs to really bad performance.
Right.
Like, you're going to get scrutinized way more than you used to. In the old days of MLS, you could sleepwalk through a game and look terrible and nobody notices. And now, if you're playing against Messi, the world is going to notice and you're going to kind of become a viral moment for all the wrong reasons. So, and that kind of happened to Atlanta, honestly. I mean, this is probably, you know, as Messi mania is kind of, you know, peaking now with him joining the league. So, yeah, that was rough. You listen, Atlanta United is – they're actually a worse roster at this point now than they were 3 weeks ago before the transfer window opened. I know they're trying to work on some deals. There have been some reported, but they're just – you know, the roster is still in a state, and it's been, I think, a slower turnaround than President Garth Lagerwey expected when he came in. He initially said it would take two transfer windows before the team is kind of back up and operating at kind of like 100% efficiency on the roster, kind of like the Falcons have gone through over the last year. But I think now he's thinking it's probably going to be some more because we're already at that second transfer window right now. So I don't know, man. They got to kind of cling on to the edge of the cliff and try to, you know, keep themselves alive so they can get some footing here.
Well, last question for you. I mean, you know, they started off so well, and it was one of the great starts in Atlanta United history. Now you look, they're 9 wins and 8 defeats. And it's like, okay, I mean, where, again, is it manager? Is it front office? I mean, at some point, doesn't somebody have to be held accountable that we're just kind of fledgling and treading water right now?
I think so. They've made bad signings. And I think actually the more egregious thing is they've gotten rid of some players that they didn't have to get rid of. But for whatever reason, whether it was, you know, wanting to market the league and sell a player to, you know, Europe, although, you know, I'm just like Miggy's whatever, he was always going to leave. But I'm just saying, you know, like there are various reasons why they sold these players, all of them probably for the wrong reasons because they were really productive here. So I think that's almost the more egregious part, is he's tried to like fix something that wasn't broken really. And obviously, you know, you can't keep the same players forever, but clearly there's just been so many mistakes that have happened on the roster. Fans are like starving for some accountability that they haven't really seen yet. So, we'll see if it comes.
Joe Patrick, he covers the Atlanta Falcons for 92.9 The Game. You can find him on his personal Twitter page, at JAPatrick200. He joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Joe, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show tonight, and obviously we will keep chatting again here soon. I miss you being in studio doing updates where we could, you know, have these conversations. So I miss the old days. So
yeah. Well, when these you know 2 days are over, the training camp is over, maybe we can do some of that again.
All right. Well, that's good. All right, Joe. Appreciate as always, buddy. Thanks, man.
All right. So, thanks, Chuck.
When we get back, it'll be time for What's Bugging Chuckery. Again, I love how a pay cut involves a $58.2 million guaranteed payment. Anyway, Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Braves are up in Boston, lead right now, 3-0. Ozzie Albies has hit a home run in the game, and he's got 3 RBI for it. Strider, 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. So we talked about Strider needed a good outing tonight. He's gotten one. Hopefully, you know, 67 pitches. Can he go 7 innings tonight? Can he go 7 innings and kind of rest your bullpen a little bit? I mean, they obviously have a day off tomorrow before they come back home and play the Milwaukee Brewers. But, you know, again, just Strider just rolling right along. So let him stay in there for a little bit. Let him just get some work in and obviously figure some things out, because it has been a couple of rough outings his last two. 9 earned runs in 12 innings. And, you know, he's just mowing down guys now. So 9 earned runs in 12. I mean, he had the strikeouts. I mean, we always know he can strike guys out, but too many hits and, you know, too many home runs, you know, for him over the last couple of starts.
Too many big hits.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the hits. It's the hits that he's giving up.
Yeah. I mean, it's the inopportune times, right? I mean, but
right.
But he's been terrific tonight. 5 1/3 now with 7 strikeouts. So all good news in Braves. And they're wearing Boston is wearing what do you call them? The city uniform, right? The you know how the Braves have their city uniform,
right? Is that what that is for Boston?
Yes, that's in honor of the Boston Marathon. Colors are that pale blue and yellow.
Oh, okay.
So that's honoring the Boston Marathon, and like they call it Patriots Day or whatever up there, right? The they have the Boston Marathon, and then the Red Sox play at 11:05 on that Monday or whatever.
Right.
So that it's Patriots Day. So it's that city uniform, because the Braves have their throwbacks, right? That's our city uniform,
right?
But they've got this yellow. I understand the meaning of it, but it looks ridiculous. They look like the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say Savannah Bananas, but they look very minor league-ish.
Yeah, but I mean go look at the Savannah Bananas uniforms. That's what they are, and I get the meaning of it. I get the idea of the Boston Marathon, and obviously a few years ago, all the tragedy that happened. I get all of that. I understand all that. Still, it doesn't make it look any less ridiculous than what it does up there. So very un-Boston-like kind of color. I mean, they couldn't have come up with something from, you know, I don't know. I mean, their uniform has pretty much been the same style for you know, generations on end, for 100 years or whatever like that. But I don't know. It is what it is. So maybe that's why they're losing is – they've got those City Connect uniforms. Well, they did win last night because they wore them last night as well. Also, other quick note. Did you see that the Hawks are going to play in Mexico?
I saw that today.
So they're playing regular season game, not a preseason game. A regular season game.
Yeah, against Orlando, right?
So Magic. They've got a regular season game in Mexico. They've got this FACACTA in-season tournament that they're going to play for this ridiculous thing that I don't even know what the deal is with this in-season tournament. Like, how many more gimmicks is the NBA going to throw out there? How many more gimmicks are they going to just come? I mean, again, it's a half step away from being Doink the Clown. Like, at some point, they're going to have Clint Capella come out in a Doink the Clown outfit. Or they're going to have Trae Young in a fake Diesel outfit, right? Like, they're going to have fake Diesel. You have Trae Young dressed up as fake Diesel at some point. So, again, yeah, they're going to play a regular season game in Mexico. I didn't see when was the date on that?
Not see the date. Let me look that up real quick.
Yeah, I didn't see the specific date, but it is going to be a regular season game, not a preseason game. It's going to be a regular season game.
Because last year was preseason when they did that, right? When they went to Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia?
It was in the Middle East. Was it like United Arab Emirates or whatever like that?
Yeah.
I don't think it was actually Saudi Arabia. It was like United Arab Emirates or something like that. Whatever it was, but they played in the preseason over there, because remember we had the Hawks for – were you at that event at Establishment?
No, I wasn't there. I wasn't there.
So – because we were talking to Nate McMillan and some of the guys just about how long the plane ride was going to be over there because it was a ridiculous amount of time. I think it was like 16 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
On the plane ride, and then you had to fly in like military planes and
yeah,
stuff
and it was
like
home and home for the two because I don't,
yes.
I don't remember, but they took so for home purpose for their version of the home game, like they took their whole setup, like
yes.
all their in game
yes.
people,
yes.
all that whole deal,
yes.
and everything. So it's November 9th, by the way.
Okay,
for the
that's not that far away from the tournament, is it not?
I don't know, because the tournament's December, right?
Is it December? Okay. Okay. I was thinking that it was somewhere late in November, but again, maybe it is in December. Again, it's a fakakta thing. This whole thing is just stupid. I mean, this whole in-season tournament. That could be a What's Bugging Chuckery by itself, this whole in-season tournament. But anyway, so yeah, we'll see what happens. But they are going to play, Orlando coming up in November.
It does start in November and ends
okay.
in December. So it's very interesting because
yeah. Again,
it starts before the Hawks play that game. It starts November 3rd.
Starts November 3rd?
Yeah. And,
okay, yeah.
and then
so
the championship
yeah.
will be December
that's
9th.
I
so that's kind of interesting.
I thought the tournament did start in November. Again, who knows? I mean, it's just...
So, well, how would that work if for some reason – because it's not every team,
you know how,
right?
Okay, you know how it works? Okay, here's how it works, okay? DeAndre Hunter comes out in a Doink the Clown outfit, okay? Bogey Bogdanovich comes out in a fake razor gimmick, right? He comes out like that. And Clint Capella comes out as T.L. Hopper. That's how they make it work. It's 1994-95 WWF. That's what it is. Everything is a gimmick.
It's very interesting. So it's going to be like they're playing games from based on what I'm reading. Some of the games they'll be playing, because obviously they're not taking November off. Mm-hmm. They'll still play their regular schedule, but they'll be playing these tournament games, I guess, within their regular
yes.
schedule. It's very
yes. Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Again, as if the season isn't long enough. As if the NBA season isn't long enough, for God's sakes. Anyway. All right. Speaking of long seasons, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Boy, the media is quick to get on the, well, look at Aaron Rodgers. He's taking this big pay cut, and he's, you know, again, he's a team guy, and he's taking this pay cut and all this kind of stuff, okay? So, in theory, it sounds good to say that, you know, again, he reworked a deal where he's signing a two-year, $75 million contract that is all guaranteed. So part of this is if you cut him, you have to pay him. You have to pay him his full salary because it's all guaranteed, right? I mean, again, this was the Tom Brady thing. You know, if Tom Brady would have retired over the last whatever couple of years in New England, they would have still had to have paid him because his money was all guaranteed, okay? But here's the thing, Day-Day, that is lost in all of this, okay? Is the fact that the Packers kicked the can down the road and the Jets did this as well in negotiations where, you know, he's owed a roster bonus of $53.8 million. See, and they kicked it. They kicked it down the road into the 2024 season. So let me say this like this very clearly. Show me him taking no money in that roster bonus, and then we can talk about pay cuts and what a team guy he is and all this kind of stuff. Because, again, $53.8 million, that was his bonus that was supposed to be paid to him this year. But the Jets and Packers and Rodgers have worked it out to where it's going to be some point in 2024. So that gets lost in all this shuffle that, you know, there's this little thing of $53.8 million that's hanging out there in the etherverse. That's just hanging out there, you know, oh, we got this dangling participle out here of $53.8 million. Show me he's not going to take any money off that. Then we can talk about pay cuts. Then we can talk about what a great guy he is because he's given up all this money. And by the way, again, he's going to get paid a whole crap ton of money. He ain't losing out on money. See, again, it's semantics. It's about how you make the money work. This is the Tom Brady thing. Tom Brady didn't play for less money. He got all guaranteed money where if he would have been cut or retired or anything, they still had to pay him. Obviously, he was going to be a guy, though, that they were going to keep on their roster. They weren't going to cut Tom Brady. And obviously, if he'd retired, again, which he certainly did this year, but he talked about playing till he's 40, and that's the same thing Aaron Rodgers is, you don't expect him to retire. But if he'd have retired as a Tampa Bay, New England Patriot, they would have been on the hook for his money. They would have had a quarterback making $25 million a year that was sitting on a beach collecting 20%, as Hans Gruber would say. So again, before we get into all of this, you know, hero worship and all of this, singing he's a jolly good fella, right? Before we get into all that, let's sort out this $53.8 million roster bonus that is still owed to him. And that's still guaranteed money. Now, if he takes a couple million or whatever, fine. Then we can get into he's a hero and he's a jolly good fella and, you know, we'll sing Kumbaya and we'll praise him and we'll all go into a dark house or what was that thing called, the dark cabin or whatever it was, whatever he was in earlier this year.
The dark retreat.
Yeah, the dark retreat. Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, you think he's going to retreat away from $53.8 million that's owed to him? Because he's still got that money lingering out there, and they kicked the can down the road. Just like most contracts, when you get into these negotiations, they all in the NFL, that's the game that they play. They kick the can down the road, right? They kick it as far down the road as they possibly can. Right? Drew Brees did the same thing, right? Remember they were paying Drew Brees even after he retired. Because, again, you kick the can so far down the road that, you know, you wait until the bitter end before you start paying the check. So, again, let's see what happens with that $53.8 million that he is owed in all of this. All right, we come back from the top of the hour. We called this back in March. Day-Day might not have been here, but we talked about this specifically back in March. I'll explain next. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Braves are up in Boston, lead right now, 3-0. Ozzie Albies has hit a home run in the game, and he's got 3 RBI for it. Strider, 5 innings, 3 hits, no runs, a walk, and 6 strikeouts. So we talked about Strider needed a good outing tonight. He's gotten one. Hopefully, you know, 67 pitches. Can he go 7 innings tonight? Can he go 7 innings and kind of rest your bullpen a little bit? I mean, they obviously have a day off tomorrow before they come back home and play the Milwaukee Brewers. But, you know, again, just – Strider just rolling right along, so let him stay in there for a little bit. Let him just get some work in and obviously figure some things out, because it has been a couple of rough outings his last two. 9 earned runs in 12 innings, and you know, he's just mowing down guys now. So 9 earned runs in 12. I mean, he had the strikeouts. I mean, we always know he can strike guys out, but too many hits and, you know, too many home runs, you know, for him over the last couple of starts.
Too many big hits.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the hits. It's the hits that he's giving up.
Yeah. I mean, it's the inopportune times, right? I mean, but
right.
But he's been terrific tonight. 5 1/3 now with 7 strikeouts. So all good news in Braves. And they're wearing the city uniform, right? The you know how the Braves have their city uniform,
right? Is that what that is for Boston?
Yes, that's in honor of the Boston Marathon. Colors are that pale blue and yellow.
Oh, okay.
So that's honoring the Boston Marathon, and like they call it Patriots Day or whatever up there, right? They have the Boston Marathon, and then the Red Sox play at 11:05 on that Monday or whatever.
Right.
So that it's Patriots Day. So it's that city uniform, because the Braves have their throwbacks, right? That's our city uniform,
right?
But they've got this yellow. I understand the meaning of it, but it looks ridiculous. They look like the, honestly, They looked like the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, I wasn't going to say Savannah Bananas, but they look very minor league-ish.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the go look at the Savannah Bananas uniforms. That's what they are. And I get the meaning of it. I get the idea of the Boston Marathon, and obviously a few years ago, all the tragedy that happened. I get all of that. I understand all that. Still, it doesn't make it look any less ridiculous than what it does up there. So, very un-Boston-like kind of color. I mean, they couldn't have come up with something from, you know, I don't know. I mean, their uniform has pretty much been the same style for you know, generations on end, for 100 years or whatever like that. But I don't know. It is what it is. So maybe that's why they're losing, is they've got those City Connect uniforms. But they did win last night because they wore them last night as well. Also, other quick note. Did you see that the Hawks are going to play in Mexico?
I saw that today.
So they're playing a regular season game, not a preseason game. A regular season game.
Yeah, against Orlando, right?
So Magic. They've got a regular season game in Mexico. They've got this FACACTA in-season tournament that they're going to play for this ridiculous thing that I don't even know what the deal is with this in-season tournament. Like, how many more gimmicks is the NBA going to throw out there? How many more gimmicks are they going to just come? I mean, again, it's a half step away from being Doink the Clown. Like, at some point, they're going to have Clint Capella come out in a Doink the Clown outfit. Or they're going to have Trae Young in a fake Diesel outfit, right? Like, they're going to have fake Diesel. You have Trae Young dressed up as fake Diesel at some point. So, again, yeah, they're going to play regular season game in Mexico. I didn't see when was the date on that. I did not see the date.
Let me look that up real quick.
Yeah, I didn't see the specific date, but it is going to be a regular season game, not a preseason game. It's going to be a regular season.
Because last year was preseason when they did that, right? When they went to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, or
was it Saudi Arabia?
It was in the Middle East. Was it like United Arab Emirates or whatever like that?
Yeah.
I don't think it was actually Saudi Arabia. It was like United Arab Emirates or something like that. Whatever it was, but they played in the preseason over there, because remember we had the Hawks for. Were you at that event at Establishment?
No, I wasn't there. I wasn't there.
So because we were talking to Nate McMillan and some of the guys just about how long the plane ride was going to be over there, because it was a ridiculous amount of time. I think it was like 16 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
On the plane ride, and then you had to fly in like military planes and
yeah.
Stuff
and it was
like
home and home for the two, because I don't remember. But they took for home purpose, for their version of the home game. Like, they took their whole setup, like
yes.
all their in-game
yes.
people, all
yes.
that whole deal,
yes.
and everything. So it's November 9th, by the way.
Okay.
For the
That's not that far away from the tournament, is it not?
No, because the tournament's December, right?
Is it December? Okay. Okay. I was thinking that it was somewhere late in November, but again, maybe it is in December. Again, it's a FACACTA thing. This whole thing is just stupid. I mean, this whole in-season tournament. That could be a What's Bugging Chuck read by itself, this whole in-season tournament. But anyway, so yeah, we'll see what happens, but they are going to play Orlando coming up in November.
It does start in November. In December. So it's very interesting, because
again,
it starts before the Hawks play that game. It starts November 3rd.
Starts November 3rd?
Yeah,
and
the championship will be December 9th. That's kind of interesting.
I thought the tournament did start in November. Who knows? I mean, it's just
so. Well, how would that work if for some reason? Because it's not every team,
you know how,
right?
Okay, you know how it works. Okay, here's how it works. Okay, DeAndre Hunter comes out in a Doink the Clown outfit. Okay, Bogey Bogdanovich comes out in a fake razor gimmick. Right, he comes out like that, and Clint Capella comes out as T.L. Hopper. That's how they make it work. It's 1994-95 WWF. That's what it is. Everything is a gimmick.
It's very interesting. So it's going to be like they're playing games from based on what I'm reading. Some of the games they'll be playing, because obviously they're not taking November off. Mm-hmm. They'll still play their regular schedule, but they'll be playing these tournament games, I guess, in within their regular
yes.
schedule. It's very
yes. Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Again, as if the season isn't long enough. As if the NBA season isn't long enough, for God's sakes. Anyway. All right. Speaking of long seasons, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Boy, the media is quick to get on the, well, look at Aaron Rodgers. He's taking this big pay cut, and he's, you know, again, he's a team guy, and he's taking this pay cut and all this kind of stuff, okay? So, in theory, it sounds good to say that, you know, again, he reworked a deal where he's signing a two-year, $75 million contract that is all guaranteed. So part of this is, if you cut him, you have to pay him. You have to pay him his full salary because it's all guaranteed, right? I mean, again, this was the Tom Brady thing. You know, if Tom Brady would have retired over the last whatever couple of years in New England, they would have still had to have paid him because his money was all guaranteed, okay? But here's the thing, Day-Day, that is lost in all of this, okay? Is the fact that the Packers kicked the can down the road, and the Jets did this as well in negotiations where, you know, he's owed a roster bonus of $53.8 million. See, and they kicked it. They kicked it down the road into the 2024 season. So let me say this like this very clearly. Show me him taking no money in that roster bonus, and then we can talk about pay cuts and what a team guy he is and all this kind of stuff. Because, again, $53.8 million, that was his bonus that was supposed to be paid to him this year. But the Jets and Packers and Rodgers have worked it out to where it's going to be some point in 2024. So that gets lost in all this shuffle that, you know, there's this little thing of $53.8 million that's hanging out there in the etherverse. That's just hanging out there, you know, oh, we got this dangling participle out here of $53.8 million. Show me he's not going to take any money off that. Then we can talk about pay cuts. Then we can talk about what a great guy he is because he's given up all this money. And by the way, again, he's going to get paid a whole crap ton of money. He ain't losing out on money. See, again, it's semantics. It's about how you make the money work. This is the Tom Brady thing. Tom Brady didn't play for less money. He got all guaranteed money where if he would have been cut or retired or anything, they still had to pay him. Obviously, he was going to be a guy, though, that they were going to keep on their roster. They weren't going to cut Tom Brady. And obviously, if he'd retired, again, which he certainly did this year, but he talked about playing till he's 40, and that's the same thing Aaron Rodgers is, you don't expect him to retire. But if he'd have retired as a Tampa Bay, New England Patriot, they would have been on the hook for his money. They would have had a quarterback making $25 million a year that was sitting on a beach collecting 20%, as Hans Gruber would say. So again, before we get into all of this, you know, hero worship and all of this, he's a, you know, singing he's a jolly good fella, right? Before we get into all that, let's sort out this $53.8 million roster bonus that is still owed to him. And that's still guaranteed money. Now, if he takes a couple million or whatever, fine. Then we can get into he's a hero and he's a jolly good fella and, you know, we'll sing Kumbaya and we'll praise him and we'll all go into a dark house or what was that thing called, the dark cabin or whatever it was, whatever he was in earlier this year.
The dark retreat.
Yeah, the dark retreat. Yeah. Yeah. Well, again, you think he's going to retreat away from $53.8 million that's owed to him? Because he's still got that money lingering out there, and they kicked the can down the road. Just like most contracts, when you get into these negotiations, they all in the NFL, that's the game that they play. they kick the can down the road, right? They kick it as far down the road as they possibly can. Right? Drew Brees did the same thing, right? Remember they were paying Drew Brees even after he retired. Because, again, you kick the can so far down the road that, you know, you wait until the bitter end before you start paying the check. So, again, let's see what happens with that $53.8 million that he is owed in all of this. All right, we come back from the top of the hour. We called this back in March. Day-Day might not have been here, but we talked about this specifically back in March. I'll explain next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.